5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, broken data, bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palatia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny said, "You know what? I want an orange daiquiri." I go, "You mean the drink?" She goes, "No, a fatty, you idiot, in New York City, the Big Apple." Ooh. People dress in plastic bags, ready to drive in some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do, but all my friends that come around, flats of party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter, but we'd splat it all over Manhattan, should do, be shake it. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Farrell with Mafia tonight. The number to get on the bench is toll-free 844-843-6879, and they're off. So I've been watching these games, right? And I think the Canadians just lost game two of the Stanley Cup finals. I'll be shocked if they win this game now because they gave up a goal with under 1 second left in the second period to Blake Coleman at 19:59 with 0.3 seconds left in the period. They gave up a goal. They have dominated the game. They have outshot the Lightning 29-13. They've won all the faceoffs. I mean, they have done everything. They got a power play goal. Each team's had three power plays. They got a power play goal. And, I mean, no giveaways, no nothing. 9 block shots. They've dominated the game, and they're still losing. I mean, you cannot give up a goal with 0.3 seconds left on the road in the second period against the defending Stanley Cup champions and expect to win the game. That's just all there is to it. That goal was the backbreaker right there. And, I mean, I just can't even fathom what I'm watching. They have kicked the Lightning's ass all night up and down the ice. All night. Dominated. They've had to puck the entire game. And they can't score. They scored a goal. And the goal they scored was a lucky bouncing goal off of a backhand feeble shot from Suzuki at the top of the blue line in the middle of the slot. He whipped it backhand toward the net. And it hit a stick and bounced in past Vasilevskiy. No one touched it. It hit one stick, went down, bounced, went in. And they got lucky. Right now, it should be 2-0 Lightning. 2-0 Lightning, and they've done nothing to earn it. They've done nothing to deserve a 2-0 lead. And they've done nothing to deserve a 2-1 lead on the cheap Suzuki goal. I mean, to tell you, like, when I saw that Blake Coleman goal go in with no time left in the period, lights out. That's lights out. I mean, I can't even believe it because, you know, first of all, I think that, you know, I want the Stanley Cup final to be good. You know, I'm not interested in this four-game sweep BS. And they're going to win this game. And all they have to do is play the way they play. They lock you down in the third, and it's over. And all I know is if they're up two, there is no way in effing hell that the Montreal Canadiens, who had the worst record of any team in the playoffs getting in, who have played fantastic hockey the entire playoff series, and now they can't do anything right. They can't get out of their own way. We welcome in our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. So I think that they're just getting schooled, and they're beating themselves tonight for sure. You're up in every facet of the game, dominating the game, and you're still losing. I mean, it's got to suck the life out of you. It's just got to be so dejecting to be playing such fantastic hockey all night and then still be losing, or to give up that, you know, backbreaker, the backbreaker goal with no time left in the period, 0.3 seconds left in the period, you give that goal up, especially to a guy who hasn't scored in like 2 months. Blake Coleman doesn't score goals, and he scores a goal for the first time in like 2 months, and he gets it with 0.3 seconds left in the second period. I mean, to tell you, you might as well sleep with my wife. I mean, it's over. You can't get out of your own way. And then, I mean, the penalties, the Armia penalty with the high stick. How stupid are you? How stupid are you right in front of the ref to cross-check a guy in the mouth? And the guy's standing right next to you, the ref. I mean, how stupid are you? You should have stayed home in Montreal with that COVID you had. You stupid ass. Honestly, like, it's the Stanley Cup Finals. This ain't round one. You got to play smarter. You've got to do the right thing. You got to stay out of that penalty box on the road against the defending Stanley Cup champs. You can't make mistakes like that. They didn't give up a goal, but what's the difference? They still scored. They still lead 2-1. They got 20 minutes left, and they're up 2 on you. You go home. People are like, there's no series until they play their 2 home games. My ass. You're not beating that team 4 out of 5. No one's beating that team 4 out of 5. Nobody is beating that team 4 out of 5. Don't even get me started. I'll tell you what I think of this Suns-Clippers game when I come back. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
It has come to our attention that some of you are guilty of
superstition.
Dude, trust us. Winning after an XL pepperoni pie before every game is
just a coincidence.
Take a breath.
And maybe a diabetes test.
We're your home for the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so just so we're clear, in the Suns game, they lead it 60-54 with 2 minutes left and a half. And they are shooting 58% from the floor, 53% from downtown. And now it's 63-54. The Suns are up. So, I mean, they literally, it's almost, it's insanity because I've been watching the game. And I don't think, I literally have seen them miss like 3 shots the whole game. I mean, they have hit every shot they've taken. I mean, it's insane. I know it's not every shot, but it seems like it. Like, if you're watching this game, they are knocking down every shot they take. And the Clippers are just struggling every time to get a good, clean look and a good back. Like, they're shanking shots off the glass right there. Jackson just shot it off the side of the backboard. I mean, every shot they take is a disaster, and the Sun shots are just all clean buckets, one after the next. And then how about this? When they miss, they get every rebound. And when they get the rebound, they score again. if they don't score on the rebound put back, they get fouled and go to the line. I mean, that's all you need to know, that the Suns are in complete control right now of this game, even though it's 63-57. They're in complete control because what just happened was exactly what I told you. Clippers couldn't get the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Cousins swats it back in. Clippers can't get it. Ayton gets it, gets fouled by Beverly from behind. He's going to the line now. It's shot make or shot miss rebound make or shot miss rebound foul go to the line. I mean, they never, it's like they never go down the floor with a trip without a bucket. I mean, they're scoring on every single trip down, get some kind of bucket. Free throw, three, two. I mean, it's every single trip down the floor. I mean, I swear to God, I have not seen them have a trip down without a bucket. I mean, they're scoring every time down. So in my view, I'm watching a game they're in complete control of. Score might be a little tighter than the way it sounds that I'm telling you, but I don't know if you're watching this game. If you're watching this game, you're seeing, I mean, just they're doing whatever they want. And I mean, they are getting, like, the Saric threes, two of them from Saric, right? I'm sitting there watching this game, and Saric is 2 for 2 from three. And they were, like, literally right out by the free throw line on the three, straight out, top of the key. He was standing there like he was in a pickup game where they shoot for sides. And he's like, first guy to make the threes on this team, the next guy's in. And the guy's like, you know, or how about, when there's a bad call in a pickup game outside in the hood and they're like, all right, shoot for it. And then Saric goes out and stands there and jacks a three from the three like he's shooting a free throw. That's how easy his threes were. Uncontested, doesn't even have to jump. He just shoots a free throw. It's like, and then Booker, same thing. Booker's 1 for 3 from three, but I've seen him shoot. He's had 12 shots. He's hit 50% of them. I've seen him hit 6 shots, all of them easy elbow J's, and he had a three. His three was standing all alone. No one guards him. The Clippers are playing crappy defense. They're not stopping anybody, and the Suns are shooting from wherever they want, whenever they want, and their pick and roll is driving the Clippers absolutely bat shack crazy. And then Beverly he's just literally on the verge of a technical because he's lost his mind in this game and he's had a couple of fouls. He just fouled Ayton from behind. He thinks it was all ball, but he literally decapitated him on that shot. And it was not all ball. It was all foul. That's what it was. All foul. All whack, all body, all smack. And then he's talking smack and trash to everyone. Booker, the refs, screaming and yelling. No one can shut him up. Somebody's got to control his ass. He's lost his mind. He really has lost his mind. They got lucky there because Ayton missed both free throws. It's a 6-point game with 1:10 left in the half. One other thing I wanted to mention about, I don't want to go crazy flipping back and forth to these games, but that's what I'm going to do nevertheless, is that I don't know if you noticed this or not, but so I'm watching a hockey game, right? And I'm sitting there and, you know, it was, you know, I think at the point when I picked it up, where I started noticing this was at 1-0 Lightning. They had the Cirelli goal, right? So 1-0. The Canadians are dominating shots. They're getting all these shots on Vasilevsky. He's making these incredible saves one after the next. And I have no bones in this. I'm not on either side. I'm not rooting for anybody. I don't care either way who wins it. I have absolutely, that's the truth. Everybody knows me. I'm a Penguin fan. That's it. When I bet on the Islanders in all the series, I didn't do it because I like them. I hate them. I did it because I was betting. I don't bet with my heart. I don't bet with my mind with the, you know, rooting for a team or anything. I don't do that. So I'm sitting there watching tonight and it's 1-0 and, you know, Tampa's leading. And So they end up, you know, they're up 9 now at the half, the Suns. They're up 9. So it went from bad to worse. I mean, what I've seen of this game, I know it's not over, but to me it is. It's like, it's not over at all because the Clippers could easily win this game. But I'm telling you, I feel it's over because you cannot beat a team that's shooting 60%. You just can't do it. You cannot beat a team that's shooting 60%. I don't care who you are, where you are, when you are, and whatever you are, you're losing. Anyway, so I'm watching a hockey game, and it's 1-0. And every single time, a couple things happen. Every time a Lightning player goes down on the ice, falls, hit, anything, if they're hit, they fall, they're checked, they fall, they skate, they fall, lose an edge, they fall, whatever. The fans in Tampa boo. I mean, they boo in unison, like 20,000 people booing, and then they start screaming, ref, you suck. Secondly, they, on a second sidebar with this, every time the puck is iced by the Lightning, they boo. I mean, 20,000 people boo. I mean, they're booing like nobody's business. They're booing the entire game. And their fans down on the glass are pounding the glass, and they got all the NBC mics all over the board. So all you hear is pounding and booing, right, the entire game. Here's what I've come to surmise. A, I don't think they know anything about what they're watching. I don't honestly believe that they know anything about hockey. When you're booing and icing, you don't even know what it means. I've never seen a hockey fan in my life boo an icing. What are you booing? They don't know what icing means. I'm certain of it. They boo every time they get an icing. They don't even know what they're booing. They're so stupid. You can quote me on that. Tampa fans are stupid. They don't know what they're booing. They don't know what icing means. I'm certain of it. Secondly, they think every time one of their guys gets hit or goes down, it's a penalty, that they're booing the ref and screaming, ref, you suck. And meanwhile, not one of them are penalties. Not one of the hits, not one of the losing your edge, not one of a guy behind the net falls down, not one of a guy in the crease goes down with a check or into the corner with a check or along the wall with a check. Every hit, every time they go down, they boo. They boo. They think it's a penalty. They don't know anything at all about hockey. They don't even know what they're watching. These people are absolute idiots. Problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So I'm sitting there watching the game, and I'm like, these people are idiots. Like, what are they booing for? What's the problem here? I'm just sitting there watching. Mafia, I know you saw it, and I know you heard them booing. I mean, they've been booing the whole game, and they're booing at nothing. Like, what are they booing at? They're like, first of all, explain why they're booing on icings. Every time they ice the puck, they boo. Like they've committed, like that the refs are wrong about the icing, or that it's not that. It's that they have no effing clue what it is. That's what it is. These are bandwagon fans. They are not real fans of hockey. They're just, oh, the Lightning are in the Stanley Cup Finals. Let's go to the game. I can get 2 tickets. My boss at the bank gave me 2 seats on the glass tonight. I don't think there's anyone there that actually knows anything about hockey. And I know that, like, I know my friend Shabin knows what hockey is. He's watched it his whole life. But he's at, like, some bar watching in Tampa at a party, and he's just having a blast, raging, right? He's not at the game. It's because all the rich people got the tickets to the Stanley Cup final, just like the Super Bowl. It's fans that have no clue what they're watching. They're just there because they got money.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you get to these games. You talked about it with Haro, how much these tickets were going to cost. And especially in Florida, where you just it's been, you know, bandwagon fans for just about every team outside of, what, the Dolphins. I mean, this is the first year Tampa Bay Buccaneers have ever had a waiting list because they won the Super Bowl. Otherwise, they've never sold that thing out. How many times were the games blacked out before Tom Brady came there? It's just terrible the way that they don't really support the teams until they're winning. And I know there's plenty of, you know, cities that do that. There's, you know, of course, LA has a rep like that sometimes. But even when those fans show up, they know what's going on. In Florida, they just don't. And it just shows. I mean, they couldn't get it last year when they were in the Stanley Cup Finals and winning it all. Those fans couldn't go because everything was in the bubble. So I'm sure they're just like ravenous to go this year because, oh, hey, we won it. We're great. Let's do it again. And if you're not there all the time, then you don't know what the hell you're watching.
Did you see, legitimately, did you see them booing when they were icing the puck? And it happened like seven times that, I mean, they iced the puck and they boo and they don't know what they're booing. I mean, that's my point. I'm not, we already know they're fair weather fans
or something,
but they think it's a whistle against them. And they're like booing that they're stopping the play and they don't know what it means. They have no idea that their own team is whipping the puck down the ice to clear the pressure out of their zone and that it's a natural play. They think that it's a bad call by the ref because they don't know what they're watching. I don't think they know what icing means. I don't think they know what offside is any more than a real, like, pure American knows any more about what an offside is in soccer. Because if you can explain that, which is, you know, inside the box, right? The ball has to, I mean, essentially go in first, not the player. Same in hockey. The puck has to go in first, not the player. But I don't think they actually know what they're watching. I mean, there's no explanation other than that because they can't possibly be booing icings all night if they know what they're watching. And they can't, you're booing every time a player goes down or gets checked. They boo like there should be some kind of penalty against Montreal when there's no such thing on the ice. They're not penalties. They're just checks. They're just a guy losing his edge, and they're booing. Every time one of their players goes down, they boo, and they think that they should have a power play the whole game. And so I'm now convinced, without a doubt, without a shroud of doubt, they do not know what they're watching. These are complete idiot moron fans that have no grasp of what they're watching. They don't know hockey at all. This is not a hockey crowd. This is a rich money crowd that got tickets to the Stanley Cup final, and they've never been to a hockey game before in their life.
Right, and it's amazing. I mean, it's not like they have absolutely no fans. You got to have some fans there that when people start booing, be like, you know, look around and be like, what are you people booing about? Maybe explain it to them, like let them understand a little bit, like this is what happens. It's not a big deal. We started up again. I mean, it's just ridiculous that not only do they do it once, but that they're continuing to do it throughout the game. Like someone's got to listen, maybe in an intermission, they could have someone come out on the ice with a mic and explain the damn rules to these idiots.
Yeah, that would be really embarrassing if they had to do that. That would be – then they should be banned from the league if they had to have some guy come out and explain the rules at game two of the Stanley Cup Finals that nobody knows what they're doing here in the crowd. So we're going to explain to you when you're allowed to cheer and when you're allowed to boo. How embarrassing would that be? So here's the deal. The game is now with like 11 minutes left, under 11 minutes. And you know exactly what's happening here. Turn the game on, and all you're seeing is Montreal will be lucky if they get two shots the rest of the game. This is game seven against the Islanders all over again. They're not allowing them anything. They're just not getting any chances at all in the third period because we already know what happened. We saw the goal with 0.3 seconds left at the end of the second period by Coleman. And I told you that was it. That was it right there. That broke the egg. It's over. Because this team knows exactly what they're doing They're the champs. They play any style you want, and they will drag you down now in the third and suck the living life out of you. You will have nothing left by the time they're done squeezing you. Blood out of a turnip. It's like, I pray to God that Montreal ties it and this game goes to overtime. I think it would be fantastic for the Stanley Cup final if it actually went to overtime. Because what I'm watching right now is total dominance and total control and total manipulation of a 2-1 lead with 10.5 minutes to go in game two. After they got that lead, they have sucked the life out of Montreal. And remember, Montreal was dominating this game, I mean, literally like 3-1 in shots, you name it. They did everything. And they owned every facet of this game, and they're still losing. That's when you know you're in a bad spot. When you are playing your ass off, and you are kicking ass and taking names, dominating, and you're still losing. That's when you know your girlfriend doesn't love you. I mean, you are screwed. They can't get out of their own way, and they have played so fantastically tonight that it's a shame. To me, it's a shame that they can't catch a break and get a call or a bounce or a lucky goal or anything. Like, the Suzuki goal was a cheap shot to begin with. That was a bad goal. Vasilevskiy never lets in goals like that. And they got lucky there. I haven't seen one, nothing at all resembling an opportunity of any consequence in this third period so far. I know they had Gallagher on the doorstep right now. But Gallagher on the doorstep smacking at Vasilevsky's pads is not a good chance. That's his, when he's eating the puck and there's no rebound and you're smacking at his pads, that's not going to score goals. It's not going to score goals against Price. It's not going to score goals against Vasilevskiy. They're both too good. He's got total control of them right now. And there's 9 minutes left in the game. And you know what happens when the Lightning get a lead? That clock moves so fast, you think you're at the state fair. I mean, honestly, it's, your day at the Disneyland, it blows by quick when you spend that $5,000. That's what this is. This game's going so fast. This period's going to be over. We're going to be watching the Suns and Clippers in about 2 minutes.
The best chance.
9 minutes going to last about 2 minutes.
The whole tempo with the chances, because Montreal's pressing now. And the more they do that, the more they get opened up to, the counterattack that Tampa is going to burn them with. They're going to score at some point in this 9 minutes. Tampa is, because they almost had a breakaway about three or four minutes ago. They've had a couple like 3-on-2s. They're coming the other way and getting the good shots. Every time Montreal gets it, like you said, it's to the outside. They're pushing them out there like they did against the Islanders. And if they get it to the middle and there's a guy in front, the puck's gone before he even swipes a stick at it. So they're completely shutting him down. And the more that Montreal starts opening up, you're going to get a breakaway or 2-on-1 that's going to burn them and cost them here at 3-1.
Yeah, and then Petrie just skated end-to-end and had, like, just a wrist shot from the top of the slot, and it was, feeble. I mean, it's just it's like a practice shot. Like, in the morning skate, when you're warming the goalie up, that's how bad that shot was. It was like, here, I'm going to shoot this at your glove and see if you can catch it. And the guy's like, he'd catch it blindfolded. I mean, it's embarrassing. None of their shots are good shots. They're all weak-ass shots. I'm telling you, when they scored that goal, the Coleman goal, with less than a second left in the second, didn't you think it was over right then and there?
I did, because that's a deflator right there. It's not just that they took the lead right before the end of the period, but this guy just, diving across the ice, smacks it in, less than a second left. You go from, a 10 seconds, you're like, all right, we're going to go in tie. Anything can happen this third period, to, oh, crap, we're down. It just changes it. That third period changed completely on that goal. Because as you said, Tampa just going into shutdown mode, and Montreal can't get anything going now because they just feel so shot after that.
So I think they're in dire straits. Just absolutely dire straits. That's what they got going. And I'll tell you what, I have no idea how in hell anyone thinks that they can win 4 or 5 from that team. I mean, it's just absolutely impossible. So you can crown them tonight.
Winning isn't a mystery. It's remaking the odds
in your favor
by developing a strategy through deftly applied expert information and insights. Where do you get this information?
Right here.
Well, duh.
Get the winning edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Well, Montreal had, the puck in deep. They had a lot of pressure in Tampa's end, but nothing to show for it. 6.5 minutes to go in game two. And I'm telling you, kiss of death if they lose this game. Kiss of death. I don't care what anybody says. They're not losing 4 or 5. Montreal Canadiens are not winning 4 or 5 against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Mavia, there is no way in hell that's happening. First of all, you know as well as I do that you're talking about the best team in hockey, bar none. I'm sick and effing tired of hearing about the Colorado Avalanche. They are not the best team in hockey at all. They're not even close. Because you know what? If they were so close, they would have been in the Western Final, thanks, or whatever you want to call it, the semifinal. Vegas was there. Okay, against Montreal, there was no sign of life from the Avs. So the best team in hockey is the team that won the cup and is back playing for the cup, and it's hands down, not even a question. They're the best team in the NHL and have been for 2 years running, automatic. And I've never seen them lose 4 of 5 ever in anything, regular season or playoffs. Tell me when that's happened.
It hasn't. They're too good. They're too deep. They're too, well coached and know how to play with each other. Because it's not just this year or last year that they were good. They've been good for 5 years and so much. Pretty much the whole same roster. They're just changing a couple guys here or there. So they have the same familiarity with these guys that they've had, forever. And it just makes them that much better than everybody else who keeps changing parts here or there or changing main players or this guy gets hurt. They're healthy. They're deep, and they're just deadly.
And it's impossible to beat them in 4 or 5. So I know that people in Montreal think that, nothing is done at all until we play our 2 home games. I don't believe that. I actually believe that they automatically, unequivocally, without a doubt, have to win both games. And they'll still lose the series. I mean, they have to win both games. And now that kind of pressure is what the problem is. That there's no room for error. If Tampa goes up there and wins one of those games, it's over. Because they're going to win this game. And if they don't, let's say Montreal gets lucky and ties it and wins it in overtime, then you got a series. If they don't, I just don't see it. I just don't see it. And I'm even going to say this. If they lose both in Montreal, they're still winning. I don't think they could win 4 of 5 against the Tampa Bay Lightning in any circumstance. Because in my view, if they win both games and it's a 3-game series, I'm still taking Tampa to win 2 of the 3. I you have to. I mean, you just have to. And I've seen no sign of, like, I guess tonight I saw a little sign of them playing better than Tampa, but it got them nothing. They never had a lead.
Yeah, Tampa's not one of these teams either where, let's say Stamkos goes down, a Kucherov goes down, a Point goes down. Like, you still have 2 or 3 guys or 4 guys outside of them that are, not necessarily just as good, but almost as good. You're not losing that much of a drop-off. They're so deep that you could have, Kucherov go down this game, not come back to the rest of the series, and they could still win and blow you out of the water because they have 5 other guys that could score on any given night. No Hedman on the defenses, up for the Norris this year. Didn't win it, but won the best every year. Vasilevsky was a Vezina finalist. Like, they're finalists in just about every category for best in the league. So it even doesn't matter if they lose a guy or 2 to injury. They still kick your ass.
I forget the guy. One of them didn't play tonight from Tampa. One of their star players, I forget who it was, didn't play in the game. And it's not one of their main superstar players, but it's definitely one of their good players. I forget which dude it was. because I was thinking of all the guys that they have on this team. I mean, I guess if I search it hard enough, I'll figure it out. If I go on the score, if I go on the box score. But they had one guy that didn't play tonight that's been a valuable member of it. Who is it?
Alex Killorn's out tonight.
That's right. It's Killorn. So he's been a big piece of that team. And, you know, the last couple of years, for sure, Alex Killorn's been great. So he didn't play, and no one even cares. I mean, he didn't play, and I didn't even remember that he didn't play. That's how little it matters that they lose a good player. I mean, it really is that bad. It's 4:20 left in the game. And then Tampa just scored again. Now it's over. Palat scored. Game over. Switch to the Suns. That's it. Stanley Cup's over.
We told you it was coming.
I mean, that is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You're right that they'd score again. They did. It's just they have no chance against them. It's like I'm watching minor league hockey. The Canadians look like minor leaguers.
They're not score again. Take those chances. They're gonna find a way. And this was such a weak play too. It was just, oh my gosh, what a stupid play by a defenseman. Throws it back behind the net and plus just
Edmondson turned it over. He passed it right to him, and he shot it off Price's skate. Edmondson just gave it. It's like an own goal.
That was such a dumb play that Price wasn't even ready for it. He didn't expect it because he's like, no way this guy's just giving up the puck to someone right in front of my net, right?
Yeah, what an idiotic play by Edmondson. He just passed it to Palat, and he scored. The guy from the Canadians, the defenseman, passed it to Palat, and he scored. He literally gave it to the enemy and said, here, you take it. I don't want it. That may have been worse than the Jarry pass to Bailey, the goalie for the Penguins, passing it to Bailey for the game winner in overtime, right? That I think that was worse. This I don't know which one's worse, Jarry or this one? Probably Jarry, because that was overtime. But this was bad.
Yeah, probably Jarry, because he like threw it right at the guy. This one he just didn't know the guy was there, didn't pay attention, just threw it behind him without looking like an idiot. It's not as bad as looking at the guy and throwing the puck right at him, but still.
Well, that decided the game. It was a tie game in overtime. That lost them the game. This just made the game iced. This iced the game. This game's over now. It's 3-1. It's over. They have no chance whatsoever now. This game's over. There is absolutely no reason to watch it. I've turned the channel. I've given up on the Canadians. They're like a minor league team now. I'm like watching a minor league team. That was amateur hour, that play. Edmondson, he'll never live that down the rest of his life. I mean, they're going to turn on him in Montreal like they turn on the Bolivian goalie. Who was it? The Colombian goalie that they were going to kill after he had an own goal in the World Cup? He's from Bogota. They're going to kill him. Going back forever, but that did happen. Guy got an own goal, and they were trying to murder him.
Yeah, it was Colombia.
It was in Colombia. They were going to kill the guy. So now I got to watch the Clippers blow the game because they can't stop the Suns. The Suns are scoring at will. You know what's amazing to me is the amount of misses and makes. Like, every time they miss, they get the rebound and then score. I mean, they absolutely – it's two shots every trip down. One of them's going in. They might miss the first one, but they're definitely not missing the second one. And then every time down, the Clippers shoot and miss. Every time down, they shoot and miss and get no rebounds. Oh, and Booker's dunking it now. Flush dunking it now. It's 80-67. Flush dunking right down the lane, uncontested. And he's, you know, bumping chests with everyone on the team. This game's over, too. I mean, it's over. I mean, they can't hit a shot, and the Suns are hitting everything, and now they're dunking in their building, humiliating them in front of their fans. They're literally, I mean, Booker is humiliating them and absolutely talking Shaq to them right to their face. Like, you can't stop me. I'm going to dunk in your face, and I'm going to sleep with your girlfriend. Boom. Like, and he's just giving him the business, too, when he scores. When he dunks, he's just literally going, facial, you lose. You can't stop me. And they have been scoring at will, at nauseam, all night. Every shot, if it doesn't go in, they get the rebound, they score right after that. I've never once seen them not go down and get two or three shots. Have you seen them once go down and miss and the Clippers got the rebound. Have you seen that happen once the entire night? No, you have not, yeah. Mafia.
No, I haven't. I mean, it's very rare. You have a team that's shooting 46% from the field, and they get their butts kicked by double digits, and that's because their defense is just terrible. I thought Pat Bevin, you know, is supposed to be all-world defense, right? PG-13's great two-way player. They're not stopping anybody. They're giving up 55% from the field.
I mean, and 55% from the field and 55% from three. That it's impossible to lose a game. It's impossible. They're out-rebounding them. I mean, it is unbelievable. And then I have to see who's got foul trouble on that team. I guess just man has foul trouble. He's the only one with foul trouble. So who does?
Crowder has four for the Suns.
Yeah, that's the only guy with foul trouble. But he's got 19 points in the game. He's been dealing. Booker's got 16. Paul, 14. Ayton, 12. Sarich, 7. Payne, 7. They can't lose a game when they play like this. That's what I was saying before. How do you lose a game when you're shooting 55%? You don't. It's impossible. I mean, it is truly impossible to lose a game when you're shooting that well and doing everything right. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at this, the rebounds and everything else. It is crazy. How about this? The Clippers have four offensive rebounds in the entire game. Well, not much different. Five for the Suns, but that I just can't even believe that because I have seen them get way more than five offensive rebounds. There's no way that's accurate. It's like I'm watching a bad movie. They just get everything. They score every single trip down. I have never seen them once not have a basket the whole night. I'm surprised it's not 90-67, to be honest with you. That's how bad it's been. I mean, it is unbelievable. I mean, they're playing a perfect game tonight. I can't fathom from, you know, the last game when they won by 14 in Phoenix, in the Valley. They kicked their ass by 14. And then you go home tonight. Well, and you had 116 points. And tonight, they won't even score 100. Right? I mean, they're at 67 right now. I mean, they might. They might score 100. I suppose they could score 100. They're going to have to get hot in the fourth because, well, there's 7 minutes left in this quarter, and they've done absolutely nothing. They've done absolutely nothing in this game. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And I'm like sitting here watching it. I'm like, what is happening here? It is crazy. It truly is crazy. And then how about, my God, if the Clippers have gone to the line 19 times, they've hit 16 and 19. So the refs have even tried to keep them in the game. The refs have let them go to the line. Here they are with their 20th free throw of the night. If it wasn't for the free throws, they'd be losing by 40 right now. I mean, honestly, I can't believe what I'm watching tonight. They got their ass beat. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
So the Lightning win 3-1. They got a 5-game home winning streak at Amalie. They lead the Stanley Cup final 2-0. They have outscored the Canadiens 8-2 in the finals. So they're humiliating them. I mean, absolutely humiliating them. I took a chance with the Canadiens tonight at plus +180. Even getting a goal and a half, lose that. Nice job by Edmondson with the pass to Palat for the third goal. Nice job there, asshat. That's just an amateur hour, idiotic, stupid play by Edmondson. I mean, I bench his ass right now. Done. But don't keep him in because he's big. and that's all there is to it. They'll leave him in. They'll leave him in the lineup. You make a mistake that bad in the Stanley Cup final, as far as I'm concerned, you shouldn't be playing. I mean, that is just a pure, idiotic, not focused, dumb play, not knowing what's going on around you, not caring what's going on around you, to actually go behind the net and then to backhand a pass to the other guy on the other team, Palat, standing on the doorstep for a goal. That's inexcusable to me. It's unexplainable. What are you going to say to the guy? Hey, what happened there? Well, I'm just a stupid ass. That's what happened there. I'm a stupid ass, and I gave the other team the goal. I just thought I'd give it to him. That's all you can say. I mean, what else is there? There's nothing else to say. And I cannot believe, I cannot even believe that the Clippers facing elimination on their home floor in Staples at Lipstick City are down 15 points to the Suns going. I mean, it's so embarrassing the way they're playing tonight. It's inexplicable.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.